Speaking of decomposing hogs, like Steve Bannon.
Amazing apparently, segue. 10 out yes, of 10.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not chugging a beer after that at all.
I was sitting on that one for a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yale scientists have apparently been able to restore cellular function in 32 dead pig brains.
Yeah, you thought you killed those 30 to 50 feral hogs, but they're back.
Yeah, you left back,
and this
haters.
Time it's personal.
What's going to happen when the 30 to 50 feral hogs I shot with one of my guns come back to life as zombies? I need a second AK.
You think you I don't need an AR-15 for zombie 30 to 50?
George A. Romero's 28 hogs later. There's still
30
four
to
hogs
50
left.
Feral hogs of the dead.
Dawn of the feral hogs.
Oh yeah. I mean, are they feral anymore? Here's my question. Is a reanimated feral hog still feral?
I think
or does it have
feral.
Another attribute that overrides its ferality?
I assume it works like Pet Sematary, where they're just evil now. Yeah. Like before they were like they were uncontrollable to humans, but they were just sort of vibing, you know, doing their own like feral hog shit.
Right.
You know. But they weren't trying to kill people. But now I assume that's Pet Sematary.
They weren't feral.
Trying...
They were livestock pigs.
Mm. Yeah. Well, now they're being controlled by a lich. So I would say that they're less feral than they were before.
Nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah, they
I love
are.
How this is like the science article. It's like, oh, yeah, this Yale study came out. And then they have to compare it to fucking Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's big think. It's not science journalism.
It's like... Americans,
it's fucking trash.
Americans can't understand science unless you fucking relate it to some fucking pop culture bullshit. It's so fucking depressing.
It's the fucking publication that made Neil deGrasse Tyson and fucking Michio Kaku famous. Like, yeah. Smart mm-hmm. science guys, but just like really dumb science communicators who dress everything up in idiotic pop culture analogies that don't even follow all the way through.
Yeah, it's, but this is like the state of science journalism in general, I think, in America. Like, I mean, Big Think is particularly stupid, but there's not anything better, really. There's probably only worse. Like, basically, like CNN and all the sort of mainstream, you know, papers are sort of just as bad, if not, they're just like a little less soy faced. You know what I mean?
Just like
Well,
nature,
don't forget
I guess.
About I fucking love science, and me and science are eloping. And me and science are expecting a child. <You know?
laughs> I love eating science's ass and licking science's balls and having science come on my face.
Damn. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's just how I feel about science, bro. I mean, do you not like science?
So wait, okay. What happened? They reanimated pig's brain?
So they said that they weren't actually like at the level of consciousness, but they were like able to like... use a device that would pump blood through their brain and like metabolic functions and sort of like basic, like really low level stuff was happening again.
Wait a second. A reanimated pig? Don't you mean RoboCop?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. If you gave me a pig corpse, I bet I could run enough electricity through it that it'd start walking again.
Start twitching. Yeah. And that I'd like to see. We should do that for our live show when we can go out in public again in 2024.
Dress a big, enormous feral hog in a cop uniform and then electrocute it until it explodes.
Really more of a G.G. Allen style podcast live show.
Yeah. We have to like wait a while, like get the audience hyped up. We're not on stage. They're like, when are they coming out? And then we start playing the theme song, and then a pig in a cop uniform like jerkily runs out on stage and then falls over and explodes.
No, we'll hire Weed Eater, the band Weed Eater, to like play our like a doom version of our theme song. Mm-hmm. And then like it'll look like we'll have smoke machines, but it'll actually be all four of us doing bong rips.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll explode the pig.
Yeah.
That's right.